Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger, and I'm here with Ben Archer, co-founder of Bishop Games, and we are looking at his game called Lightfall, created by the team. And I wanted to ask, can you give a summary of the game for people listening?
Sure. Lightfall is a platformer where you, as the player, can summon your home platform to navigate across the levels.
Okay. Yep. And we saw it on the Nindy Showcase, and can you kind of go into detail of how the platform is used? You know, it looks like in the game that you could just kind of put the platforms down anytime you want to.
The platform, you can summon it 4 times in a row before you go to land on something solid to recharge it. And that's just the first use of the mechanic, because as you progress through the game, you learn many more ways to use it. You can shield yourself, you can attack with it. So as you pick up, you master this mechanic and it becomes an all-in-one tool, basically.
Gotcha. So it's not just, it's a platformer and you use the platform in the game. So it's like a platformer in a platform. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I was trying to go for something there. Anywho, I just played the demo and the controls were pretty flawless. And how long did it take you to work on the game?
When we release this month, it's going to be 4 years total.
Wow, yeah. Okay. So, it's pretty much done.
Yep.
Okay. And what games were your, or maybe you can name a game or two of what your inspiration was from this?
Yeah, obviously we're really big fans of Super Meat Boy, and I think you can see the same fast-paced gameplay and same difficulty between the two. Limbo, big fans of the art style, obviously. Ori for the colors, so... Pretty much those three games were a lot of great mentors, if you will.
Okay, and while you were making this game within the 4 years, what do you think the biggest issue was in creating it?
The biggest issue is that we totally suck with deadlines. So we kept missing the deadlines every time. And honestly, just having too much ideas. Because we kept adding stuff throughout the development.
Gotcha.
But we didn't realize how long it would take to polish this idea. So at one point we were like, okay, we really need to shut this down and even remove some stuff that wasn't finalized.
So you just did so much that you were just overwhelmed with the amount of work that you had to do to finish it, that you had to take stuff out.
Exactly. It's like 1 week the artist comes at the studio like, hey, wouldn't it be a good idea to do that thing? Sure, let's start working on that. And then 1 month later, oh, maybe we should do that instead. So we just had to stop doing things at one point.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And what is the release date for this game?
It's not official yet, but we're targeting April 26th.
April 26th, okay. And it'll be on the Nintendo Switch and Steam?
Yep.
Okay. And in 30 seconds or less, could you tell me how to make a game just like yours?
I'd say learn from your failures, because at first, if you took a sneak peek at Lightfall 4 years ago, and now, you will think it's two different games. It's because we, instead of like giving up every time we fail, we just kept on improving the game. So just, at first you're gonna fail, everybody fails. So just work from that and keep adding stuff. But not too much, because the deadline will be too...
In other words, it's good to have a plan from the beginning,
maybe. Maybe, yeah.
Without letting your creative mind go crazy.
Yeah, we need better plans for the next game.
Okay, well, Ben, it was great talking to you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Nintendo Seconds, where we put Nintendo first. Yeah.